Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Sometimes you come to a fork in the road and you're like, hey, if I go left here, I know it's going to be dramatic. I know there's going to be some tension involved, but do I have a responsibility here? Or you can go to the right where you're just like, you know what? Maybe not entirely my business, which is what Rebecca found herself in a couple of days ago. So did she go this stressful, toxic route or did she flee? Flee!
It's not toxic if you're doing the Lord's work.
Oh, yeah, hello.
Really? Yeah, that Jesus was a meddler. He just wouldn't keep to himself, would he?
Yeah, I took my problem to the Burt Show panel, and the panel's consensus was mind your business. Don't text your friend, your ex-friend that you saw their boyfriend, now fiance, on a dating app. But don't have any concrete evidence.
And again, this former friend, you talked to her. When's the last time you talked to her?
My God. I think, honestly, the last time we spoke was when she was moving out to be with the boyfriend because we basically kicked her out because he wasn't paying rent and he was living with us.
Ah, that situation. Yeah. And how long ago was that?
2014. I was like a sophomore in college.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a while. I don't understand why we're still following each other at this point. But we are. But I got kind of the perfect in to just start a conversation with her. I went to her Instagram, just like checking her out. And she posted an Instagram story of her and her fiance. Mm. And it was like a countdown to her wedding. So I just replied to it and I said, congratulations. And she hit me back with like the nicest message I've ever received from her, which made me feel really bad about what I was going to do.
So that was the setup. This is like volleyball. You're bumping and setting.
It was the setup.
Spike time.
She said,
right in the face.
Right in the face.
Yeah, very much that. She said, oh my God, I was thinking about you. I've been missing you. I feel like we should have connected like a long time ago. We started reminiscing about college and talking about like her wedding planning. And it was a really lovely conversation. And then I asked, how's Paul doing?
Paul. And it begins.
Right. Entrapment. Right. Here we go.
And she was like, oh, you know, he's Paul. He's not really interested in the wedding planning. You know how he is. But then she said, why? And that kind of gave me the confidence to not set the trap, oh my God, but give her the information that she needed.
Yeah. It was the truth coming.
That was your subconscious.
Oh my God.
We need to get another mic in here for your subconscious.
I sound so evil. And so now I'm going to read verbatim what I wrote to her. I said, okay, I just have to tell you something because it's been weighing on my conscience. It may have been nothing, but I need to bring it up just the same. I saw Paul on Bumble a week ago while I was swiping. I just wanted to let you know. And I stayed on the Instagram DMs and she would start typing and then she would stop. And then she would start typing again.
There's little dots.
And then she would stop.
And then they go away.
It took hours and then she finally responded.
Hours?
Damn. Hours later.
Well, she probably had to go and do her own research. Maybe she went on there or I don't even, yeah, who knows?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they had a talk.
Because here you've come out of nowhere and you dropped this bomb on her in the same conversation.
Yeah.
So now if she's smart, she realizes this is the reason why you reached out in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay.
and started with congratulations.
Oh, God. And ending with an, I'm so sorry.
Congrats, I'm about to rock your world.
What's wrong with me? So she finally messaged me back and she said, I recognize that you have never been a big fan of our relationship, but I honestly didn't think you would ever stoop this low. I thought you had reached out to me out of the goodness of your heart, but obviously you are not past our past. I can't believe just because you are miserable, you would try to take me down with you.
You walked into this, yeah, you man. Did. You walked
yes,
into this.
You did.
And I said, you're right. I'm sorry. I wish you both nothing but the best.
Exit right.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm not entirely shocked here, but I mean, really, what did you expect here? And I think you have to ask yourself, was I doing this because I'm still mad at her? This certainly wasn't a gesture of like of the Lord, like Kristen would say. You weren't doing God's work.
I wasn't ready for a burn that like that severe.
It was a lot.
This early in the morning.
It was a lot. But I really liked her before she got this boyfriend. So in my heart, I want to, you know, bring her back to her original glory.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
She saw right through that,
the
man.
Well,
now I'm blocked. So.
Oh, you. Oh.
Yeah. She made it official.
Yeah. Yeah, it's over.
I'd say it was successful on all fronts.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you did what you felt was right.
Yeah, you did the Lord's work, as Kristen would say. Okay, you can skip church on Sunday. Clearly, you just did the Lord's work.
Black for Jesus.
The Burt Show.